Okay, good morning, everybody. We're going to get going here. Today's daf is Kedushin, daf Chaf Aleph. We left off on Chaf Amud Beis. We are again well short of the end of the Amud, although this one was by design. Let's see, I'm going to count probably from the down from where the lines get wide. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines from where the lines get wide. The first word on the line is Venufik. We are going to pick up with a second word on the line, Ba'mine. Today's shiur, sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. Also, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Lea Shalom. It's also sponsored by Esther and David Haber in honor of the yahrzeit of Esther's father, Yaakov Ben Shmuel, Zeshama Shadav and Aliyah. And we thank both sponsors very much for their sponsorship of the shiur. Okay, so today we are going to cover two primary topics that we're going to cover today. The first topic that we're going to cover is we had been discussing yesterday, or we had started discussing yesterday, the idea or the question of whether, I'm just making sure, I'm not on mute, right? All right, I'm going to assume not, either that or everybody's sleeping. Okay, so what we started discussing yesterday was we started discussing the question of whether there is Gula L'chatzon. What's Gula L'chatzon? So one of the ways that an Eved Ivri can go free is if he performs Giron Kesef. That means that he basically buys his way out of servitude. So the way it works is that if you were sold, let's say, for $100 to $120, so it's $20 a year, and after 3 years you decide that you want to pay the master $60 and you want to walk away, you could do that. You could pay the master $60 and you could walk away. That's the concept of a Giron Kesef. What we started discussing yesterday was, is there such a thing as Gula L'chatzon? Let's say you can't afford, let's say the Eved doesn't have enough money to fund his entire buyout at once, but he has half the money that he needs. So let's say, in other words, to buy out his term, he needs $50, but he only has $25. So the question is, can he buy out half of his remaining term for the money? So can he give the master $25 and say, now I have to work for you for 1 year or 2 years less because I have redeemed myself partially? So that's the concept of Gula L'chatzon. So we tried bringing a raya yesterday from Stei Achuza, that by Stei Achuza, that if a person sells a Stei Achuza, the halacha is, and we're going to get into the minutiae of the halachos today, but if a person sells a Stei Achuza, then a Karov always has the ability to redeem the Stei Achuza from whoever bought it. And not only that, but at Yovel, the field is going to go back to its ancestral family. It's going to go back to the family that sold the field. And this is because, again, the Torah places a lot of primacy on the field staying in the possession of the ancestral family, of the family who originally owned it. Now, by Stei Achuza, the halacha is that it is not Nigal L'chatzon. There's no such thing as being Goel half of a field, of being Poda half a field, and so too there's no such thing as being Poda half of an Eved. So that's where we got to yesterday. Today we're going to talk, we're going to bring rayas from Mocher Stei Achuza, Maktish Stei Achuza, Mocher Bayis Babate Arichoma, Mocher Bayis in Ir Migrosh. What the halacha is, we're going to try to bring rayas one way or the other, whether there is a concept of Gula L'chatzon by an Eved Ivri or not. That's going to be the entire first half of the shiur, leading, covering the entirety, the remainder of Chaf Amud Beis, the entirety of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and going over to Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Then we're going to start talking about the concept of Nirtza, the concept of Ritzia, which is that if after the 6 years the Eved Ivri decides that life is not so bad, he wants to continue to work for the master up until Yovel, then there's this procedure of Ritzia that is performed. We're going to get into the details of that procedure, and then we're going to talk about whether there is Ritzia by an Eved who's a Kohen or not. We're going to see why that Tzadim both ways. Why I might think that there is no Ritzia, why I might think that there should be a Ritzia, and then we're probably not going to get to it, but maybe we'll get to like at least the beginning of this discussion, is whether the halach of Yefas Toar, which applies in war, which we read about a couple of weeks ago in Parshas Kisetze, whether that whole parsha applies to a Kohen or whether that only applies to a Yisrael. So again, we left off Chaf Amud Beis. We are 14 lines down from where the lines got wide, and we are going to start from the second word on the line. Ba'mine Rav Huna Bar Chinana Me Rav Sheshes. Hamocher Bayis Bebote Arei Choma. If a person sells a house in an Ir Choma, and Rashi says the halacha is that you can then redeem it for a year, And after the year elapses, if you have not redeemed the house, you are out of luck. You can never redeem it again. It doesn't go back to you by Yovel. That is it. So if you redeem it within the first year, great. If not, then you're done. So says the Gemara, Nigalachatzain, oh, Eina Nigalachatzain. Can you partially redeem it? Or can you not partially redeem? In other words, can you redeem half the house? So let's say you sell your house, it's in a Ner Choma, you have a year to redeem it. If you say you don't have $100,000 to redeem the entire house, can you redeem half of the house for $50,000? Can you redeem at least the first floor? It says the Gemara, do we learn the Gzereshav of Gula So by both of these concepts, both by Steyachuza and by Batei Erechoma? It says Gula So, and just like Ma Steyachuza Einu Negelas L'Chatzon, Af Hai Nami Einu Negel L'Chatzon, just like a Steyachuza cannot be partially redeemed, so too a Bayis in a Batei Erechoma and in Erechoma cannot be partially redeemed. O Dilma, Hecha de Gali Lei, Hecha de Gali Gali, Hecha de Lo Gali, Lo Gali. Or maybe no, wherever the Torah tells me that that there is no such thing as a partial redemption. In other words, as Rashi points out, that by a stei achuza, it says kedei geula so. So when it says kedei geula so, it's mashma that the only time you're allowed to redeem it is if you can afford the entire thing, because you have to be able to redeem the full field. However, by a batei rechoma, where it doesn't say kedei geula so, maybe there is such a concept of geula lechatzon. So it says the Gemara, Savarle mimidrosho shel Rab Shimon nishma, from the drasha of Rab Shimon, we will understand shelova v'goel lechatzon, that you can borrow money and then redeem the house without borrowed money, and then you can also partially redeem, the house. So the reason that I would think that ordinarily speaking you cannot borrow money in order to redeem something is because the pasuk says v'chi sasig yado. The pasuk talks about being able to afford the redemption. Now, being able to afford the redemption means you have the cash on hand. It doesn't mean that you borrow money in order to be able to afford the redemption. But what we're saying is that from Reb Shimon, we're going to learn that you could borrow money in order to redeem, and you could also effect a partial redemption. Titania, and as we see in the following brisa, im goal yugael, it says goal yugael, the double lashon, melamed shalova v'goal, v'goal l'chatzon. So that teaches us that a person can borrow and redeem, and a person can redeem part of the field. What topic is this talking about? So Rashi points out that bim goal yugael, now we're introducing a whole new topic, and this is why this Gemara I find very difficult to keep straight. But so far we've been talking about a person who sells a steyachuza. We've been talking about a person who sells a house in a ir choma. And now Imgol Yigel is talking about a person who's maktish a steyachuza. So what's the difference between selling a steyachuza and being maktish a steyachuza? So we're going to see, and this is going to come clear in the Gemara. So when you sell a steyachuza, krovim are allowed to redeem it at any time. At Yovel, it goes back to the person who sold it. When you're maktish a steyachuza, krovim are allowed to redeem it at any time. At Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. So it doesn't go back to you, it goes to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim as a collective are able to use the field. So by Maktish Steyachuza, it says Ga'ol Yigael, which is mashma from any way, that you're allowed to redeem it any way possible, that you could borrow in order to redeem it, you could also partially redeem it. Some are of Shimon Ma'atam. So what's the reason here? Lefisha Metzinu B'mokar Steyachuza, because we see by Mokar Steyachuza, Sheyafa Kocho, where the seller is in a better position. Why? Shemegia Yovel V'lanigala, because if Yovel comes and he hasn't yet redeemed the house, because Aris Labala Yobi Yovel, it goes back to the seller, at least by Yovel, Hura Kocho Sheyna Lova V'gol V'gol L'chatzoen. Nevertheless, during the term until Yovel, he cannot partially redeem the house. He cannot borrow in order to redeem the house. So Maktish, where a person's Maktish, the Steyachuza, Shehu, where he's even in a worse position than one who sells a steyachuza, because as we just said, that if Yovel comes and it hasn't yet been redeemed, then it goes to the Kohanim, it doesn't go back to the original seller. So So therefore, it is he's going to be in a better position in order to effect the redemption. In other words, the Torah has rachmanis on the guy because once Yovel comes, if he hasn't redeemed the field, then he's out of luck. Then it goes to the Kohanim. So because he's out of luck, once Yovel comes, in order to make sure that it's easier for him to keep the field, we're going to say that lo v'gol v'gol l'chatzon. But that's necessary only in a situation where by Yovel, it goes somewhere else. If by Yovel, it's going to go back to him anyway, then we don't have to be so concerned that we're going to make it easier for him to redeem the field during the time period. So says the Gemara, but hay mocher bayis b'batei erechoma. Now remember, what we're trying to do is we're trying to prove whether a person who sells a bayis in a batei erechoma, whether there's a concept of gvul l'chatzon. Now the Gemara is going to close the loop on this. So hay mocher bayis b'batei erechoma. If a guy sells a house in a batei erechoma, nami hol v'hura kocho shem melei lo shana tamima v'lo nigala nichlat, because if he lasts a year, if he goes a year without having redeemed the house, again, the halacha by a mocher bayis b'batei erechoma is he has only 1 year to redeem the house. If he redeems the house, great. If he doesn't redeem the house within that year, he is done. He can never redeem the house again. So he's in a very difficult position. Nichlat, the house is going to go away from him. So just like by Maktish Se'achuza, because at the end it's going to leave him, we enhance his power and he's able to partially redeem. So too, by Mocher Bayis, Vavatei Erechoma, because he has a very short fuse on his ability to redeem the house, we're going to try to make sure that he can redeem it as broadly as possible. Eisfe Frek the Gemara, Imgol Yigael, by again, this is by a Maktish Te'achuza. It says, Imgol Yigael Melamed Shalova Vagol Vagol Lechatzon. It's Melamed that he can be Lova Vagol and he can be Gol Lechatzon. Sheyachol, I might have thought, Valo Dinu. That it's, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Umam mocher se'achuza she'yofa kocho. Now we're going to look at it the other way. Just like by a mocher se'achuza, where by Yovel, he's in a good position. Shemigia Yovel v'lo nigala chazer eslabela b'Yovel. If Yovel comes and it hasn't yet been redeemed, it goes back to the original owners by Yovel. Nevertheless, hura kocho she'en lova v'gol v'gol l'chatzoin. During the term, we're not going to let him borrow and redeem. We're not going to allow him to partially redeem. So makdish, hura kocho, why a makdish te'achuza, where he's in a worse position at the end. Shemigia Yovel v'lo nigala, that if Yovel comes and it hasn't yet been redeemed, then Yotzos l'kohanim b'Yovel, it's going to go to the Kohanim b'Yovel, it's not going to go back to the original owner. Ein adin shu rakocho shein alova v'gol v'gol l'chatzon. So isn't it a kal v'chomer that he should not be able to borrow and redeem, and he should not be able to partially redeem? So since I might have this kal v'chomer to teach me that madach, when his power is strong at the end, still it's not that strong in the middle, so certainly when it's weaker at the end, it's vaday going to be weak in the middle. That's why the pasuk teaches me, im ga'ol yiga'el, that by a makdash te'achuza, even though he loses it at the end, still he's able to redeem it partially before Yovel. So says the Gemara, well, mala mocher steyachuza, but how about a mocher steyachuza, shekein hura kocho ligoel, that his ability to redeem is a little bit diminished. Why is his ability to redeem a little bit diminished? Because Rashi explains, the halacha is by a mocher steyachuza, for the first 2 years, he's not able to redeem it. So in other words, there's a blackout period. So for the first 2 years, there's like a no-call option. He can't redeem it. So it's only after the first 2 years that he's able to redeem it. So that he's not able to redeem it immediately. Tomar b'maktish, are you going to say the same thing by a maktish te'achuza she'yafa kocha ligol miyad by a mocher sa te'achuza? By a mocher te'achuza, he has less power than he does by a maktish steyachuza, because by a makdash steyachuza, there's no 2 year blackout period. So says the Gemara, well, mocher bayis v'batei erechoma yochiach she'yafachoko ligol miyad, that he's able to redeem it immediately. In fact, we saw is by a mocher bayis v'batei erechoma, he's only allowed to redeem it immediately because he can only redeem it for the first year. But ve'ena lova v'gol v'gol l'chatzon. And there is no din of lova v'gol, there is no concept of v'gol l'chatzon. So says the Gemara, lo kasha, ha rabbanon, ha Rabbi Shimon. One is the shita of the Rabbanan, one is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So what does this mean? What's this machlokes? So we're going to see in the Gemara, and we'll see Rashi in a second. Let's just finish up reading the next two lines. Tani chada, lova v'gol v'gol l'chatzon, v'tani idach, ein lova v'gol v'gol l'chatzon. And we say that it's not a kasha, lo kasha, ha Rabbanan, ha Rabbi Shimon. So what are we talking about here? So the Rabbanan, says Rashi, are the ones who are not doresh taima dekra. And therefore, if he's going to have, therefore, if his ability to redeem the field is going to be restrained in a certain respect, his ability to redeem the field is going to be restrained in other respects. In other words, they're going to look at it as follows. If there's a shortcoming in that either by Yovel, it's going to go to somebody else, or after 1 year, you're out of luck, you can no longer redeem it again, the Rabbanan are going to say, well, obviously the Torah is making it difficult for you to redeem the field. And if the Torah is making it difficult for you to redeem the field, then we're not going to allow you to borrow in order to redeem. We're not going to allow you to partially redeem, because the point is, in the Torah, it's supposed to be difficult for you to redeem the field. Reb Shimon is Dorish Tam Adekra. Reb Shimon says, no, you have to look. You have to get underneath. You have to do the analysis and see what exactly is happening here. And therefore, he's approaching it from a more sort of like principled way. When does the Torah say that you can't redeem it partially? It's only because at the end of the day, you're going to get it back anyway. But if there is an element of the halacha that is going to be punitive to you, that is going to prevent you from getting it back, either because by Yovel it's going to go to the Kohanim, or because after the period of a year, you're out of luck, you're never going to be able to redeem the house again, well, then we're going to be makil on you in order to be lov of a gol, of a gol lechatzon, because we're not applying, oh, chumra, like the Rabbanan. Reb Shimon gets underneath the hood, and he darshins, no, because we're machmer on you in one element, we're going to be makil on you in another element. That's the way Rashi explains this machlokas, the Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon, whether we're darshina time of dekra or not. Okay, says the Gemara, Navaiter Simon Charash Chavash Zman, which is Shayach. This Simon is Shayach to the names of the Amoraim who are quoted in this Gemara that follows. So says the Gemara now, four lines down, finally on today's Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. So Amar Le Rav Acha Brei De Rav La Ravashi. But we could ask, what about somebody who sells a house in a Bate Yerichoma, that his ability to redeem forever is constrained? Why is it constrained? Because in fact, says Rashi, he can only redeem it for the first year, as we've been saying. Tomer b'maktish, are we going to say by maktish te'achuza sheyafa kochel igol liolam? That true, by maktish te'achuza, once Yovel comes, it goes to the Kohanim, but at least until Yovel, he could redeem it. So just because we're going to give a kula to the guy who sells a house in a near choma doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to give the same kula to the guy who's maktish te'achuza. Says the Gemara, Samarle Ravacha Sabal Ravashi, Mishum Dikala Meimar Nehadardina, because we could say at Sad Ashava, Tesib Me'at Sad, Mocher Steachuza Yochiach, a Mocher Steachuza should prove Shiyafako Choligo La'olam, that he's also able to redeem it La'olam, in other words, La'olamo Shal Yovel, and in fact, by Yovel, it goes back to the original owner, Vein Lova Vagoel L'chatzoen, and he is not able to be Goel, he is not able to be Lova Vagoel Vagoel L'chatzoen, and therefore, I might think also by a Maktish Te'achuza, so too, he also is not able to borrow in order to redeem, nor is he able to partially redeem. Says the Gemara, Mala Mokhar Se'achuza Shekein Hura Kocha Ligol Miyad. But time out, the Mokhar Se'achuza also has some sort of shortcoming that we may be trying to overcompensate for, because by a Mokhar Se'achuza, remember we said that he's not able to redeem it for the first 2 years. So says Mokhar Bayis, Bate Erechoma Yochiach. Well, somebody who sells a house in a Bate Erechoma should prove the point. V'chazar, Lo Rizeg, Lo Rizeh, that each one's chumrah is unlike the other. In other words, Maktish Te'achuza has a chumrah that it goes to the Kohanim at Yovel. Mocher Se'achuza has a chumrah that you're not allowed to redeem it for the first 2 years. Mocher Bayis Favate Yerichom has a chumrah that you're only allowed to redeem it for the first year, and then after that, you're done. You're out of luck. Hatzad HaShova Shabem Shenigolem Ve'in Lova V'gol V'gol L'chatzon Afani Avi Maktish Enigol Ve'in Lova V'gol V'gol L'chatzon. So the Tzad HaShova of all of these cases is that at least there's a concept of redemption, yet we never see that you are able to partially redeem it. We never see that you're able to borrow and redeem with that borrowed money. So too, by Imaktish Te'achuza, it makes sense that even though the Pasuk says, Im Goel Yigael, that you should not be able to be Lov of a Goel or Goel Lechatzain. So says the Gemara Navaiter, Amalei Marzutra Brei Derav Mari Leravina, Badikala Mifrach, but you could ask on that Tzara Shave, Mala Tzara Shave Shavem, Shekein Hura Kocham Ligol Bashana Shnia. No, Mocher Steachuza and Mocher Bayis Bote Erechoma, they both have another Tzara Shave. In other words, in the second year, you're not able to redeem any of them. Mocher bayis, babate erichoma, you're not allowed to redeem because you have only the first year to redeem it, and then after the first year passes, you're out of luck. Mocher steachuza, you can't redeem it in the second year because there's a blackout period for the first 2 years. You can't redeem it for the first 2 years. So both of those scenarios, in the second year, you're out of luck. You are either outside the redemption window in the case of a mocher bayis, babate erichoma, or you have not yet reached the redemption window in the case of a mocher steachuza. However, by a mocher steachuza, there's no limitation on whether you could redeem it in the second year, and therefore I might think that you can be goal l'chatzon. Says the Gemara back inside, Tomer b'makdish yofa kochaligol b'shana shnia, so maybe therefore you should be able to be goal l'chatzon. Zermelei Ravina mishamdika l'meymar, Eved Ivri animkor love kochavim yochiach. Ah, because I might say that an Eved Ivri who sold to an Obe Kochavim should prove the point. Why? Sheyofa kocha legal b'shana shnia, because the Eved Ivri who sold to an Obe Kochavim can always be redeemed, even in the second year. Ve'ina love of a gol v'gol l'chatzoyen, and he cannot borrow money in order to be redeemed, nor can he be partially redeemed, as we saw yesterday, that just like a person can only be sold into Avdus when all of them is sold, meaning that if a person is sold into Avdus because he steals something and he's not able to afford to pay back the item that he stole, if the Eved is worth $1,000 and the value of the item that he stole is only worth $500, the Eved cannot be sold because the value of the Eved and the value of the item that he is compensating for by being sold has to be exactly equal. It has to equal exactly. So we wanted a darshan over there in the Gemara yesterday that just like all of him has to be sold, not part of him, so too all of him has to be redeemed, not part of him. Also by an Eved, when it talks about redeeming, it says v'chisas egyado, meaning when he's able to afford it, meaning that he's not able to borrow money in order to be redeemed. So just like by an Eved Ivri Hanimkar La'akum, where his ability to redeem during the second year is strong, yet he cannot partially redeem, so too, maybe by Makdish Te'achuza, even though it's true that during the second year he's able to redeem, he still should not be able to be Lova V'goel, V'goel L'chatzoyen. So says the Gemara now weiter. So boy mine Rav Huna bar Chinina me Rav Sheshes. So Amocher Bayis Bebote Arechoma, that if a person sells a house in a Bote Arechoma, Nigala Krovim or any Nigala Krovim. So can relatives of the seller redeem the house or not? In other words, is this specific to the seller? Or can relatives of the seller come and bail him out? Can they redeem the house? Says the Gemara, Gulasa Gulasa Misteachuza Gamar. Maybe we're going to learn Xavier Shav of Gulasa Gulasa from Steachuza. So Masteachuza in a Negelas Lechatzon and Negelas Lechrovim, just like Steachuza, where it cannot be partially redeemed, yet relatives can redeem it. Af Hainami in Negel Lechatzon and Negel Lechrovim. So too, by a Mocher Bayis, Vavate Erechoma, it cannot be partially redeemed, but relatives can redeem it. Odilma Kiksivi Gula Bechatzon, who Dichsiv, Bekrovim Lokziv. Or maybe that where we compare them is by the Gula L'chatzoyim, but we are not going to compare them in the aspect of Nigal L'krovim. And therefore, maybe we shouldn't be able to learn the din of Gula B'krovim by a Bate Arechoma from the din of Gula L'krovim by a Steachuza. So says the Gemara, Amar Lei, in a Nigal, it cannot be redeemed by relatives. That's the halacha by a Mocher Bayis Bebatei Erechoma. But Eisvei, the Gemara is going to ask on that, Bechol Gula Titnu L'Rabos Batim Ve'Eved Ivri, that it says Bechol Gula Titnu, that it comes to include Batim and Eved Ivri, and Rashi says that it comes to include them in the halacha that they are able to be redeemed by relatives. So Maila Bata Rechoma. So aren't we talking about Bata Rechoma? Isn't the Saraya that Bata Rechoma could be redeemed by relatives? So the Gemara, Lo, Bate Chaserim. Now we're going to introduce a fourth category of Bate Chaserim. What are Bate Chaserim? Rashi says, Bate Chaserim are in cities that are not Mukopas Choma, Mimos Yoshua Bin Nun. And Bate Chatserim have a kula of a Mocher Steachuza, because the Bate Chatserim, unlike the Bate Yerechoma, they go back to the master. They go back to the seller, rather, by Yovel. They also have a kula of batei rechoma, because you're allowed to redeem them immediately, and unlike by a mocher shtei achuza, where you have to wait 2 years, by a mocher bayis, batei chatzerim, you're allowed to redeem them immediately. So basically, the batei chatzerim have all the kulas. You're allowed to redeem it immediately. You don't have to wait past the two-year blackout period. It goes back to the original seller by Yovel. And therefore, by batei chatzerim, that's where we mean that you're allowed to be gaol bekrovim, because we're so makil by the geula anyway by batei chatzerim. Says the Gemara, well, batei chatzerim, I don't need a lima to tell me that the krovim are allowed to redeem batei chatzerim. Behed yaksiv buhu, al steha aretz yechashev. That it says, al steha aretz yechashev, and Rashi says that we're talking about esteha chuzah. Now we're talking about a steachuza, but meaning that they are like a steachuza, that just like a steachuza can be redeemed through relatives, so too mocher bayis batei chatzerim can be redeemed through relatives. Says the Gemara, ahu lekova chova. No. That pasuk teaches me that it's actually a chiyuv on the relatives to redeem the field. In other words, how do I know that relatives are allowed to redeem the field? I know that relatives are allowed to redeem the field because batei chatzerim have all of the kulas of everything. And if it has all the kulas of everything, then it's just simply mistaber that relatives can redeem the field. Comes along the Chumash, and the Chumash tells me not only can relatives redeem the field, relatives have to redeem the field. Valiba the Rebbe Eliezer, and it's according to the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, the Tanya, Vagol as Mimkar Echav, as Mimkar Achiv rather, that he has to redeem that which his brother sold. Rishus, I might think that's a Rishus. Atom a Rishus, Wayne El Achova. Is it really a Rishus? Maybe it's a Chov that I have to redeem that which my brother sold. Tamalomar v'chi v'ish ki lo ye lo goel. That Kamash Malan, the pasuk teaches me that there are some scenarios in which somebody does not have another person to redeem. Says the Gemara v'chi yesh adam Yisrael shein lo goelim. Is there anybody in Klal Yisrael who doesn't have any goelim? Everybody in Klal Yisrael has relatives. What about a ger? A ger doesn't have relatives, so it's a trick question, because a ger also can't have a steachuza, because a ger cannot inherit from his Jewish forebearers this steachuza. So everybody has a relative. Ela zeh sheyesh lo veina rotza likach sherushus biyado. No, what it's coming to teaching, what does it mean v'chein lo goel, that he doesn't have anybody to redeem? It's not that physically he doesn't have any relatives. He has relatives, he's just not interested in helping him out and in redeeming the property on his behalf. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer Omer, v'goal es memkar achiv, chova, ato omer chova in el rishos. He says it's a chov. Now, maybe you're going to say it's only a rishos. Tamalomer, b'chol gula titnu, akosov chavu chova. The Torah made it a chiv that these relatives have to redeem the steachuza for him. So amrile Rabbanan l'Ravashi, v'amrile Ravina l'Ravashi. Bishlam l'mandi amar l'rabos batei rechoma. I understand according to the mandi amar, it says that this comes to include batei rechoma. Haynu duchsiv bakol. El l'mandi amar l'rabos batei chatzerim. But according to the mandi amar, it says that it comes to include batei chatzerim. My bakol, that what does it mean, bakol gula? In other words, we know the halachas of gula by batei chatzerim anyway from the halacha of mocher steachuza. So why do I need the bakol in the pasuk here, sakasha? Says the Gemara, you're right, it's sakasha. We don't really need it. Say bakol gula tidnu lo. We don't have to say that word. So esvi abaya. Abaya now asks sakasha, three lines down in the wide lines. Ma tama lomar, yigolenu, 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 gimel pamim. Why does it say yigolenu three times in the pasuk? If you look in the Torah, it doesn't quite say yigolenu, but it uses the word of geula three times in this pasuk. So the rabos kol agulos shenigolos kaseder zeh come to include that all of the geulos are all of the geulos work like this, meaning that all geulos can be effectuated through krovim. That's what it means. That just like a karov can be goel in a mocher steachuza, so too a karov could be goel wherever there's a din of geula. So my la batei rechoma v'eved ivri. So doesn't this teach me then that the relatives can come and redeem by a batei rechoma or by an eved ivri? Lo batei chatzerim v'steachuza. No, that means that the krovim can redeem by batei chatzerim, which has all of the kulos as we explained, or by steachuza. So batei chatzerim v'steachuza behed yaksiv. I don't need your limud to tell me that relatives, the words in the pasuk talk about relatives redeeming these types of properties. So what are you talking about? So I'll stay aretz yichashev. Kedam Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lekarav karav kodem. That it comes to teach me that bekarav karav kodem hachanami de karav kodem. So too it teaches me over here that the closest relative gets the first dibs on redeeming. But because we have this drasha that teaches me karav kodem, it turns out that there is no express reference in the pasuk to the actual concept, to the basic concept of gulas krovim. Therefore, I need gulas krovim through this limud. Says the Gemara, Hechi itmar de Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So where was Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's maimer brought down? Aha. The boilu, because they ask as follows. Evet Ivri Animkar li Yisrael. If you have an Evet Ivri who sold to a Jew, Nigla Krovim o Ein Nigla Krovim, can he be redeemed by relatives or not? So Aliba the Rebbe Lotu Boilach Damer Mishen Nigel Be'ela Nigel Beshesh, that according to Rebbe, there's no kasha because Rebbe is the one who says that whoever is not redeemed by these that can go out in 6 years, Alma Lo Mifrak. So Mashma that he cannot be redeemed through Krovim. Kiti Boilach Aliba the Rabbanan. But the kasha is according to the Rabbanan. So my, what's the halacha? Yalfinan sachir sachir v'lo daresh yigal lenu. Do they learn the gzereshava of sachir sachir and he doesn't darshin yigal lenu to be memayet gulas krovim to an eved ivri who sold to an akum? Odilma yigalenu lazev lo laacher, or maybe yigalenu means that only this could be redeemed. Only an eved ivri hanimkar leakum can be redeemed by gulas krovim, but not an eved ivri hanimkar liyisrael. He cannot be redeemed through gulas krovim. Says the Gemara Tashma. So we have a raya b'chol gula titnu larabos batim ve'eved ivri. We see that there's a concept of gulas krovim by batim and eved ivri. Now, what type of eved ivri are we talking about? Because again, by an eved ivri hanimkar laakum, we already know that there's a concept of gulas krovim. Why? Because as we saw yesterday, we are bent on making sure that this guy does not get assimilated by his gayish master. The whole question is, can krovim redeem even when the eved ivri is sold to a Jew? So if there's a drusha that comes to teach me that this concept of gulas krovim applies to an eved, my la batei rechom of eved ivri animka li yisrael, aren't we talking about an eved ivri animka li yisrael? So we see that, yes, gulas krovim applies. Lo, eved ivri animkar lo v'kachavim. No, we're talking about an eved ivri you sold to a guy. But eved ivri animkar lo v'kachavim behed yaksiv bay. Ododo abendodo yigalenu. It talks about his uncle or his cousin redeeming him. Of course there's a concept of gulas krovim. Says the Gemara, flipping to Chafala from a base, haula kavachova. No, that is to be kaveachova, filu Rabbi Yeshua. And even Rabbi Yeshua, who said by Yestei Achuza, it's a reshus for krovim to redeem him, by an eved ivri animkar la'akam, it's a chov for the krovim to redeem him. So we have no raya that by gulas, that by an eved ivri animkar li Yisrael, there's a concept of gulas krovim. Tashma, mal tam alomar yigalenu 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 gimel pamim. Why does it say yigalenu 3 times in the pasuk? The rabos kol agulos shenigalos kasei derazeh. That all gulos work like this. In other words, gulas krovim applies across the board. My lav batei arechoma eved ivri animkar li Yisrael. Isn't that coming to include batei arechoma and eved ivri animkar li Yisrael? Lo, batei chatserim. It comes only to include batei chatserim, where again we have all the kulos because it can be redeemed immediately. It goes back to the owner by yovel v'stei achuza, and also by that it could be redeemed by krovim. It's not talking about eved. It's not talking about eved ivri at all. That it tells me that krovim can redeem a bate chatserim. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lekarav karav kodem. No, that doesn't teach me that krovim can redeem. That teaches me that the closest relative can redeem. So I still need your limud to teach me that gulas krovim applies. Okay, so basically where the dust settles is that gulas krovim applies only where it's written, but it doesn't necessarily apply across the board. That was the tough part of the daf. Now it gets much easier. Now we talk about anirtza. Anirtza nikna beritzia. So anirtza is nikna beritzia. Ritzia again is where you pierce the ear. So dechziv v'ratza adona ves asno b'martzea. We're just reading the psukim. It says that the master pierces his ear with the martzea. The martzea is like the awl, the thing that pierces his ear. It says the Gemara of Akona atzma b'yovel of misa sa'adon. After the ritzia, he goes free with yovel and misa sa'adon. Dechziv v'avado li'olam. V'lo asaben, v'lo asabas. It means he serves only the master, but not the master's children. And when it says li'olam, li'olam ashal yovel, it only means li'olam ashal yovel. It doesn't actually mean forever. It means only until yovel. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara as follows. Marzeya talks about piercing the Eved's ear with a marzeya. Ein li ela marzeya. I only know that you're allowed to pierce with a marzeya, with which Art Scroll touches up as an awl, A-W-L. Minayin l'rabos asul. How do we know that you're allowed to use a wooden peg? Vasiro, or a thorn, va-mechat, or a needle, va-makdeach, or a boring tool, va-michtav, or a stylus like a pen, tamalomar v'lakachta. L'rabos kol davar shenikach b'yad. Any handheld instrument can be used to pierce the Eved's ear. Dibri Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yomer, ma marzeya miyuchat shamatechas, av kol shamatechas. No, not quite. Everything can be used for the ritzia. Just like the marzeya is made out of metal, so too any implement made out of metal. Dover acher, ha marzeya lahaviyah marzeya agadol. It comes to include the big marzeya. So Amar Rav Elazar, Yudan Baribi, so said Rav Elazar, Yudan Baribi was Doresh. Rashi says that his name was Yudan, and since he was such a Talmud Chacham, they called him Baribi, which is a Lashon of Chacham and Harifas. So he darshan, Kishahein Rotsin, when they performed the Ritzia, Ein Rotsin Ella Bemilsa, they pierced the earlobe, like women pierce their ears nowadays. And the Chachamim say, no, you don't pierce the earlobe, because the Chachamim argue and they say like this, Ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza, if you have an Eved Ivri who is a Kohen, he cannot get Ritzia, B'mnesha Nase Balmum, because he's going to become a Balmum. And we're going to see in a minute what the problem is if he becomes a Balmum, but the point is that if you pierce through the fleshy part of the lobe, you don't become a Balmum. You only become a Balmum if you pierce up here in the cartilage. So the imtomer b'milsa, and if you're going to say that it's pierced in the earlobe, hein rotsin hey chevet ivri koin yase balmum, he's not going to become a balmum. Ha ein nirtza ela begova shalozen. Come along the chachamim and say that he's not pierced in the earlobe; he's pierced in the cartilage up above, on top of the ear. Says the gemara, b'mai kamiflegi. So what exactly are we talking about? What's the machlokas here? The Rebbe darish klali aprati. Rebbe darshins klalu prat, and Rashi points out that this is a shas machlokas, whether you're darshan klalu prat or ribui miyut, that by klalu prat, so Rashi explains the way it works is you have a klal, and then you have a prat that comes to minimize, it comes to specify certain things, and then when you have a klal at the end, it doesn't come to permit everything, it comes to slightly amplify that which was included in the prat. However, where you have ribui and miyut, which we're going to see right away, so ribui comes to include everything, miyut comes to exclude some things, but then when there's another ribui, it comes to include basically everything, except for something that is not at all like the miyut. So is it a slight amplification, or is it a massive amplification at the end? That's the machlokas. So Rebbe Darshan's klal aprat, v'lakachta klal, marzeya prat, bi'ozno vadeles chazer v'klal. Just like the marzeya is made out of metal, afkol shalmateches. So too, anything that's used for the piercing has to be mateches, because again, according to klal prat, it has to be pretty similar to the davar which was in the prat. Rav Yossi darish ribui amiyut. Rav Yossi, however, darshans ribui amiyut. V'lakachta riba, marzeya miyet, ba'ozno vadelas, chozov riba, riba amiyut v'riba, riba akol. It comes to include everything. My rabbi, rabbi kol mili, it comes to include everything. Ma miyet, miyet sam. It comes to exclude only a corrosive liquid. In other words, again, according, because the way Rashi explained, the way ribui miyut riba works, is that the last ribui comes to include everything that's like the miyut, except for something that's totally not like the miyut. What's totally not like the miyut? All of the miyutim are tools, and therefore only a tool is going to be kosher. Like some corrosive liquid is not going to be kosher. Amar mar hamarzeya lavi marzeya agadol comes to include marzeya agadol. My mashma, what's a marzeya agadol? Kidamar Rava hayerech hamiyimanesh abiyerech. When it says the yisur of gid anosha, it says hayerech, which is mashma the most choshev of the thighs, which is the right thigh. Hachanami hamartzeya miyuchad shebem martzoyen. Hamartzeya, the hey ayidiyah, means the biggest martzeya. Says the Gemara in Avaiter, three lines down. So Amar Rav Elazar, Yudam Bribe Yadoresh, Kishain Rotsin, Ein Rotsin Elab Milsa. They would do the piercing in the earlobe. Even every coin cannot get Ritzia because he's going to be made a Balmum. But because you're not made a Balmum, if you're pierced in your earlobe, obviously, according to the Chachamim, you're pierced in your upper ear by the cartilage. Says the Gemara, V'yasa Balmum. Well, what's the problem here? So make him a Balmum. What's the big deal? So I'm a Rabbi Barashila, Amar Kro, V'shavel Mishpachto. No, because it says, V'shavel Mishpachto, L'muchzok Shebe Mishpachto. Meaning he has to go back to his full Yichus. Meaning, just like he was able to perform the Avodah previously, he's got to be able to perform the Avodah now. Iboilu. Evid every coin, Maoshi Imser L'Rabba Shifcha Kananis. Can the master give an Evid every use a coin, a Shifcha Kananis? Chiddushu, is it a Chiddush, right? It's a Chiddush that any Jew should be Mutter in a Shifcha Kananis whenever it's an Evid every. So Loshna Kohan and Veloshna Yisrael. So yeah, sure, an Evid coin can be given a Shifcha, just like an Evid Yisrael can be given a Shifcha. Oh, Dilma, Shani Kohanim, all Vriba Makasa Mitzvah Yiseros. So maybe Kohanim have an elevated level of Kahuna, of Kedusha, rather, and therefore you cannot give them a Shifcha Kananis. Rav Amar Mutar Shmuel Amar Aser. Rav says it's Mutar, Shmuel says it's Aser. So Amar Rav Nachman Le Rav Anan Ki Avisa Beimar Shmuel. When you were listening to Shmuel Bis Kumrdi Atilalusa, you must have been playing a game. In other words, you weren't paying attention. My time Lo Timerli Meha Baha. Why don't you darshan that it's obvious that you're allowed to give an Evid Ivri Kohen a Shifcha Kananis from the following? The Chachamim Omrim Ain Evid Ivri Kohen Nirtzvim Nation Nasib Al Mum. The Chachamim say an Evid Ivri Kohen cannot get Ritzia because we don't want to make him into a balmum, because we want to make sure that he could continue to perform to do his avoda. Vim tomer ein rabba moser l'shivcha kananis. And if you want to say that his master cannot give him a shivcha kananis, typically the bina nahafti es adoni v'sishiv es banai v'leka sulamidi. Oh, then we could say the reason why a kohen cannot get ritzia has nothing to do with not wanting to make him a balmum. It has to do with the fact that he doesn't meet the criteria for ritzia. The criteria for ritzia is he has to say, I miss my wife, I miss my shifcha kananis. If he can't get a shifcha kananis, he's an elabush will say this. That's why he would never get a ritzia. From the fact that we come on to the fact that he doesn't get ritzia because we don't want to make him a balmum, that proves that he is mutter b'shifcha kananis. All right, we'll stop here. We're going to pick up the rabbis back tomorrow just for one day. He's going to pick up with Iboilu whether a coin is included in the halacha of Yifasoro. Hope everybody has a great day. Also, for those on the Zoom, tomorrow we are following a Sunday schedule because it's Labor Day. Daf Yomi is going to be at approximately 7:45 tomorrow as well. Hope everybody has a great day.